This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Many people who have already had COVID-19 are asking if they need to get vaccinated, and if so, why? The Health Desk Help Desk asked regional experts how an infection boosts protective immunity, how long that lasts, and if it works against Delta and other COVID variants. WHYY's Zoe Reed has more.
After getting a fever, Margaret Grafenstein tested positive for the coronavirus in November. She developed a cough, a sore throat, and a slight numbness in her hands. The 58-year-old from Trevose says it took about 2 weeks to feel like herself again. A test later confirmed Grafenstein had a robust antibody response to the infection, and she even donated convalescent plasma. Now she's trying to decide whether to get vaccinated.
If a person who has already tested positive for COVID, why is it that antibodies in that person's system actually having the virus not good enough?
Dr. Lisa Marigakis is the Senior Director for Infection Prevention at Johns Hopkins. She says that after getting the coronavirus, most people have detectable antibodies. Though there are other arms of the immune system that might fight COVID-19, research so far suggests that the production of antibodies is key. Though protective immunity is decent after a COVID-19 infection, Marigakis says it's not as strong as after vaccination.
Studies have shown us that the immune response is more vigorous. You have higher levels of antibody and more neutralizing antibody that stays around for a longer period of time after vaccination as opposed to natural infection. And so that's why, despite having had COVID before, for full protection, the vaccination is the best way to go.
Dr. John Wary is the director of the Institute for Immunology at the University of Pennsylvania's Perelman School of Medicine. He says a previous COVID-19 infection offers protection in the range of 80%. That's compared to about 95% for the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines. In other words, 15 to 20 out of every 100 people who have had COVID could get reinfected. Of every 100 people who got an mRNA vaccine, 5 people might get infected. People with more severe COVID-19 infections appear to have stronger antibody responses than those that had milder or asymptomatic infections. And the health status of a person's immune system can also play a role. Lab studies suggest that immunity following a COVID-19 infection begins to wane slightly after about 3 months, but can last for up to 10 months. Scientists still don't know as much about durability as they would like, Wary says. But what they expect, based on other types of coronaviruses, is that antibodies decline over time. There's a range, though.
We see some people with mild COVID infections where their immunity wanes more quickly over time, or they don't have as much coverage, and that is protection from variants. And we see people with mild COVID that have lower levels of antibody than you would get from vaccination. So there's a wider range, and it's difficult to know where you are on that range from natural infection.
There's another reason Wary and Marigakis say you should get the vaccine even if you've had COVID, and that's to get the best defense against the Delta variant. Antibodies generated from natural infection and vaccination do respond to the Delta variant reasonably well. The concern, though, is that the amount of virus that gets transmitted is much higher, making it more infectious.
Well, with the Delta variant, we know that people are harboring 1,000-fold higher amounts of virus in their nasal passages when they get infected. So now you might be not transmitting 1,000 viral particles, but actually 1,000,000 viral particles, and you can overwhelm the antibody responses there.
Getting vaccinated too soon after an infection could dampen the effectiveness of the vaccine. You could also feel pretty sick, like you did when you had COVID, but you also shouldn't wait too long. Marigakis suggests about 6 weeks, or up to 90 days tops.
We also know that immunity does wane after natural infection, and people sometimes do get reinfected. So it's really a matter of waiting for several weeks, but not too long, to get the vaccine.
A number of studies suggest that if you've had COVID-19 already, getting just one dose of an mRNA vaccine is sufficient to boost your immunity to the maximum, or the level that's achieved following 2 doses among people who have never had COVID-19. However, the studies are still in the early stages, and the CDC still recommends people with a previous infection get both doses. Zoe Reed, WHYY News.
For more information, go to whyy.org/vaccines.